South Korea has reopened its consulate in Beijing after Chinese authorities granted passage to a group of North Korean refugees holed up inside. The refugees were allowed to travel from Beijing to Seoul on Sunday. South Korea closed the consular section of its embassy in Beijing on October 7th to protest what officials said was China's slow processing of transit visas for 21 North Korean refugees sheltering in the consulate building. Chinese authorities cleared their passage. The refugees arrived in Seoul on Sunday, and on Monday, South Korea reopened its consulate. A South Korean diplomat told VOA on the condition of anonymity that Chinese officials answered their complaints and sped up the processing of exit permits in the past few days. The official says some refugees were still inside the consulate Monday, but in fewer numbers than before. Witnesses at the consulate say North Korean refugees have been entering the complex at a rate of about two a day. Fearing arrest by Chinese police, the refugees take refuge in the South Korean consulate, where embassy employees, despite the lack of facilities, provide them with food and a place to sleep. Thousands of North Koreans cross the border into China each year, escaping famine and repression at home. China, North Korea's closest ally, refuses to acknowledge their status as refugees and instead refers to them as migrants. Kato Hiroshi heads the Tokyo-based group Life Funds for North Korean Refugees. He says that by speeding up the transit process, China has chosen to resolve the dispute with South Korea graciously.
I think if the Chinese keeping old style speed for processing the North Korean refugees coming out, it is bad effect to relationship between China and South Korea. I think it is necessary for the Chinese to show their effort to solve this case more friendly, more cooperatively.
China has been eager to maintain good relations with both Koreas as it delicately works to broker yet another round of six-way talks to end the North Korean nuclear crisis. Chinese authorities routinely arrest North Korean refugees and send them home. Scores of them, however, manage to force their way into diplomatic missions in China. In most cases, they have been allowed to go on to South Korea via a third country. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Beijing.